Testing 1 2 3. Okay, this is 1 2. This is beginning of sound roll 83, which goes with camera roll 83, and it'll appear in the log as I'm explaining now that camera roll 83's sound is both on sound roll 83 and on sound roll 82. Okay, and so this is this goes with halfway through. The sound which follows goes with the latter half of camera roll 83. Kenneth O'Donnell, Les Dan Farmer, and we're doing hanging and loading from the inside of the barn.
Stringy stuff.
Wait. You're doing it all in one fell swoop.
Yeah. Oh, you'd ought to seen me when I was a boy.
How did you load this stuff?
Just saying, but I'd unload it in 20 minutes. That would take me an hour.
Well, I don't know, maybe you have any good hanging stories?
Can't think of any offhand.
Don't really know.
Yeah, I can tell you one about years ago when we had the big barn across the way.
Where was the barn?
Right in front of the house, on the opposite side. And first load of hay, we had a big bay about 9 feet deep, and we was kids then. We'd get down the bay, my dad would wait till we got right under the hay, and then he'd roll off a half a load right down top of us, all to one fork. Probably 1,000 pounds of hay, one fork.
You enjoy haying more than anything else?
Yeah, I like to hay. If you get nice weather, I'll do the hay and do anything else.
Even more than sugar?
Yeah, I think so. I like sugar pretty well.
I thought so.
Yeah, I've been sugaring 55 years probably, off and on, ever since I was a kid.
And how long you been haying?
Well, about as long. We used to have a job. You used to have what they call a drag rake, and you used to have to rake all the scatterings behind the team. One man pitch on, one man rake the scatterings, one man load. And when you got done at night, you was all cleaned up. Nowadays, you couldn't get a kid to pull a drag rake. Most of them don't even know what a drag rake is.
There was a lot more help around here in those days, wasn't there?
Yeah, well, every family had their own kids, and they all had to work. Kids don't work today. They're on the streets running to see if they can't get into some mischief or something. Kids ain't got nothing to do. It ain't the kids' fault.
There's plenty to do around here.
On a farm, kids always had plenty to do. And they was made to do it, too.
Who did you mostly hay with? I mean, you and Harry and Hugh would go out all at the same time?
Yeah. There's three of us boys, my father. We used to all hay together. 8-9 days you'd hay the whole farm. Good weather. And that was all done with horses too.
What's it take you now?
Oh, about 2 months. Oh, about 6 weeks long.
How much do you need in the summer, and how much fits in the barn?
Oh, I guess probably the barn holds about 25 tons. I didn't have it full last year. I fed out about 25 tons.
You have to buy any?
Yeah, I bought 5 ton.
Think you'll have to this year?
I don't know. Don't look too good. Don't look so I'd have as much as last year. But you never know till you get on. Can't tell. But hay's grown a lot in the last 2 weeks.
You out?
1919.
When?
Back in 1919, we had this whole farm, didn't have only about 5 ton of hay.
No kidding.
Froze every month in the year.
Were you manuring and top dressing then?
Yeah.
And it was only 5 ton on the whole place?
That's right. Never growed. Couldn't grow. It was too cold.
How'd you feed your stock?
Oh, we hayed all over the country. Hayed all over the country, and then we bought a lot of hay.
And you probably didn't winter everything you had, did you?
No, I think he sold a bunch in the fall. Pretty slim picking when you're more over 40 acres and don't get only 5 ton. No crops. That was the year I was telling you about the potatoes. Planted 16, bushel and got 12 in the fall. That's pretty profitable. They freeze them right down. Just as soon as they get up a little ways, you just cut them right off. They was just about the size of good big marbles. Little bits of damn thing. Gonna be putting as bad as that this year. Didn't own about a third of them.
The other ones didn't come?
No. But oh, how the kale come. Damnedest bunch of kale you ever seen in your life. And hadn't been plowed for 18 years either. Must have been right in the ground. Seed.
Kale comes in with the potatoes.
My God, you ought to see it down. I got out about half of it, but.
What do you do with that?
Just throw it away. Pull it out and throw it away.
Pig eats some of it, I guess.
Yeah, he eats all he can get. Lug him up some every time I come up on the bee. Too bad Bruce couldn't come up with his pickup. Pick him up a whole pickup load of it, take it down to his bee.
I'll tell him if you like. I see him tonight.
Yeah, tell him. If he wants some, if he comes up before I get pulled, if he wants to pull some of it, he's welcome to it.
I'll let him know.
Yeah.